This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Immigrants are welme here. Abolish ICE. Stop deportations. Shut detention centers. Close those darn camps. Release the detainees now with immigrant and immigrant families and their supporters, the participants in the Lights for Liberty rally for immigrants' rights. Oscar Chacon, executive director of Alianza America, said, "It strains credibility that the Department of Homeland Security would argue that it is pursuing the rule of law, knowing that 90% of the people with orders of deportation have received them in absentia, many of them with clear violations of due process. In reality, this is just another example of a half-driven action aimed at sowing fear and division in communities and rousing the base for Trump's electoral campaign."
Congress, with support of Democrats and Republicans, passed an irresponsible budget supplemental bill, giving the administration a blank check for billions of dollars toward border security and migration enforcement. "We cannot turn a blind eye to the actions being taken against our immigrant neighbors and against those who seek our protection. Both the practice of turning away legitimate requests for humanitarian protection and the long-term impacts of economic and social exclusion that our nation has played a central role in putting in place."
Listen to the voices and hear the outrage over the administration's wholesale detention and deportation policies. Listen to the voices of the thousands who, in a resounding chorus, said, "We will harbor you."
We shine lights for liberty. And we're in over 900 cities across the globe, y'all. We gather to understand that the government is breaking U.S. and international law. But because the light we hold will turn into the new light we must be. If they escalate with raids pending and camps growing, what we have done is not enough. It's just the start. I want you to hear executive director of our host, New Sanctuary Coalition, Ravi Rugbeer.
This country and the administration is the most powerful administration in the world. You are more powerful than they are. And we are going to send a message to ICE. We are not going to allow you to separate and destroy our families. We will be coming out every single day when we hear ICE is in the area, and we are going to stop them from separating our families. Being a buddy with a non-citizen is very important, because when you get a call, when you become a buddy with a non-citizen and you get that call that ICE is knocking on your door, what are you going to do? Don't open the door. But you as citizens are going to go to that home and watch ICE with your phones to record everything that they are doing. And you are going to ask them one question: where is your warrant? If you don't have a warrant, leave now. So we are going to come out of our comfort zones, and we are going to be monitoring all our Twitter feeds. So if there is a call from anyone, we are going to leave our homes and we are going to go to that place where ICE is going to be. They are going to walk away because you are more powerful than they are. So
Sanchez.
I'm Will Zentmeyer.
And Will will be translating my speech. I am a member. Soy miembro de Nuevo Santuario y parte del staff.
I'm a member of the New Sanctuary Coalition and part of the staff.
Es el momento de parar las deportaciones, de parar las
la separación de familias, de parar el encarcelamiento ilegal en las jaulas y hileras de quienes buscan asilo.
It is time to halt the deportations, to halt the separation of families, to stop illegal imprisonment in cages and ice boxes of those seeking asylum. It is time to stop the persecutions of those who come to make a life here.
Es el momento de parar las persecuciones de quienes tienen una vida hecha aquí para ser deportados. Es el momento de unir nuestras fuerzas y exigirle al gobierno el desmantelamiento de sus carteles y su mafia, ICE, CBP y todas las corporaciones privadas que se están enriqueciendo, aterrorizando a millones de familias.
It is time to join forces and demand this government to dismantle its cartels, its ICE mafia, its CBP, and all the private corporations that are enriching themselves by terrorizing millions of families.
Ustedes son los culpables.
You are to blame.
De todo el llanto y sufrimiento de miles de niños.
For the weeping and suffering of thousands of children.
De madres y padres.
Of mothers, of fathers.
Porque ustedes lo han maquinado.
Because you have schemed it.
Lives for liberty.
My name is Allison Hirsch, and I'm a vice president and the political director of 32BJ. Which represents 175,000 workers up and down the East Coast, many of whom are at rallies just like this in their home cities, as well as here tonight. We stand here today with a heavy heart after having learned of the untimely death of Hector Figueroa, our president and leader and mentor. But we also knew that he would not want us to be anywhere else but here tonight, standing next to and defending the immigrants in our community. Part of why 32BJ is so powerful and special is that our members hail from 64 different countries and speak 28 different languages. In that way, our members' lives reflect the lives of millions and millions of Americans. Our members, like millions of other immigrants, have been targeted by ICE for deportation. Our families have been targeted by ICE, our communities. And we are here to tell the Trump administration and their enablers that we will not panic as they escalate, and we will not stand down. We will continue to fight for all of our members, all of our families, until we can build an anti-racist, pro-working family society where all people can benefit from the riches of this country.
The people united will never be defeated.
Here, no hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Juana Santana.
My name is Juana Santana.
Mi esposo tiene 2 años. 2 meses y 12 días detenido en Hudson County in New Jersey.
My husband has been detained for 2 years, 2 months and 12 days in New Jersey in a detention center.
Lo cual ha sido completamente la destrucción de mi familia, de mis hijos, que le ha causado traumas, estrés, problemas en la escuela, en su vida personal.
That has been the destruction of my family, my children, who has been struggling in school because of the issues related to the detention of the father.
Por eso, because estoy of that, aquí esta noche,
I'm here tonight
para pedirles a todos que nos unamos cada día más con el amor, principalmente, para tratar de contribuir una comunidad más fuerte y más segura, para que nadie pueda tocarnos, para terminar completamente con la abolición total de ICE.
She thanks God for being here tonight and to ask all of you and to be united with all of you and to ask for the abolishment of ICE and all of the concentration camps. And she's here to ask for the complete destruction of the immigration system, causing the destruction of his family and the children.
I invite to the stage Linda Sarsour.
It's not enough to end family separation. It's not enough to reunite the children with their parents. Not enough even to say to close the camps. We have to abolish the oppressive systems that even thought they could put children in camps on our watch. ICE is an agency that was only created in 2003. You don't need ICE. So when you hear people say, let's abolish ICE, that is the most moderate demand that we have of the movement in this moment. There are children who have died in these camps. You have a responsibility to stand up and say no. And that means in the Democratic primaries that this be a factor in who you choose to vote for. You have to separate those that stand for our values and principles, those who are willing to put themselves on the line to protect children, from those who tell us to be moderate and put our hands in the hands of the Republicans and give them money to open more detention centers. We are not outnumbered. Time to stand up, organize, be consistent, show up, and see these children as if they were your own children. For 2020, this is a race about fascism and not fascism. Vote against fascism and put us back on the path to freedom and liberation in America.
Never again, never again, never again.
A year and a day ago, I read a news report about a man from Honduras, and he called himself Roger, and he had been separated from his son for over 5 months. In that time that he was waiting to be reunited for his son and given misinformation, he became so depressed that he cut himself and nearly wanted to end his life. He was finally reunited with his son, and the words he said were, "I will never be separated from him again. He is my only son. He is the reason for my life." And his story touched me. The people who have gone through these traumas are still suffering residual effects of the traumas that they have been under after being in these conditions, after having their families ripped apart from them. It is disgusting, frankly, what we are doing to people who are just striving for a better life. They are coming here to live. So I am going to sing a song that is the words of Roger himself. He is my only son. He is the reason why I live. That is the refrain, and I am inviting you to join me in this song.
He is my only son. He is the reason for my life. He is my only son. He is the reason for my life. He is my only son. He is the reason for my life. My only son. Night after lonely night. smiles for life.
I introduce you now to actress and activist Rosie O'Donnell.
I'm 57 years old, the mother of five. Throughout history, when you were learning it in elementary school, did you think, what would I have done if I was in pre-war Germany? What would I have done during the Civil Rights March in the 60s? Your nation is calling on you now. The moral soul of this country is at stake. We need to win regardless of who is the nominee. The best nominee. The one who most stands for what the soul of the nation means. Not just another white guy doing what they've done for all these hundreds of years. I can think of nothing crueler than taking children from their parents. I know as the mother of five, when you lose your kid at the supermarket for 15 seconds, your whole world ends. And when you do find that child, they are forever damaged from the 15-second separation. What the hell do you think is happening to those 15,000 children separated from their parents for over a year at a time in some cases? This is what America stands for. All colors, all shapes, all sizes, all nationalities, sexualities, gender, transgender. Freedom is what we were founded on. Freedom and decency is what we must demand from this government and never stop until we take the fascist out of the White House. Keep showing up. Thank you.
Our core belief at ACT UP is that healthcare is a fundamental human right. Ooh. 17 people with HIV have died in ICE custody.
ACT UP! Fight AIDS! Fight back! ACT UP! Fight AIDS! Fight back!
Joa, who is a trans woman, who died in ICE detention from HIV. We honor her with action.
Mi nombre es Jessica Guamán. Soy una mujer trans de Sudamérica. Estamos aquí todos reunidos porque es un trato indignante que están recibiendo nuestros hermanos en los centros de detención.
We want to talk about the indignifying treatment that all of our brothers are receiving in the detention centers.
Nuestras hermanas trans son tratadas injustamente, son llamadas como no por su pronombre.
Our sisters transgenders in the detention centers are treated, justifying treatment, they are not called by their pronouns.
Castigadas, son metidas en hieleras. Hace un año, en mayo, murió una hermana nuestra, Roxana Hernández, de Honduras. Y justo en el primer día de Pride, en junio primero, murió nuestra hermana Joana Medina, lo cual fue muy triste porque estas mujeres vienen y los ponen en hieleras. Es un castigo muy grande que le ponen para ellas. Nosotras no somos criminales, simplemente buscamos libertad.
Our fellow transgender sisters are being punished, are being tossed in ICE cells. Last year, we have a sister who died. A couple months ago, another sister died because they're treated in unjustified way and also in a really disgusting way.
Doloroso que pasó cuando salió todo la luz que en los centros de detención nuestras hermanas son maltratadas. ICE sacó un reportaje con sus fotos a estas chicas.
Something that happened this year is that one of our sisters died, and then there was this article that came up about all the things that are happening to our sisters.
Nuestras hermanas fueron obligadas a tomarse fotos en sus celdas, en la librería que están compartiendo, pero fueron obligadas que no les iban a dar de comer a ellas.
Our sisters were told that they were not being fed.
Yo creo que es justo que ya todos levantemos las voces para que se cierren los centros de detención.
It is time to speak up and so they can close all the detention centers.
I call to this podium someone who is in a position of power to hold ICE, Customs and Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security, Trump, and all those others accountable. Representative Jerry Nadler.
Thank you. This administration has a conscious strategy. Let's torture the people and kidnap the kids from the parents in order to deter. I have something to say to them, besides the fact that demonstrates their own inhumanity and disgusting behavior. People do not uproot themselves from their homes, trek across 1,000 miles with kids in tow for the hell of it. They do it only when people are desperate, they need help, and it is our moral duty to give them that help, and it's our legal duty to give them fair adjudication and not throw asylum seekers in jail. How do you keep children in cages? How do you separate children from families? How do you kidnap them, which is what it is? How do you put them in cages and in facilities designed not to have them? Now, the president says if only the Democrats would change the asylum laws. What changes does he want? Let the kids stay put, separate from their families, longer than the Flores decision will do it. Let families be detained indefinitely. That we must oppose this president in every manner possible. We must acquit ourselves so that we can say we did everything we could to get rid of this president, to get rid of this regime, and to put an honorable regime in its place.
Representative Nadler chairs the Judiciary Committee in the House. If there is going to be any change, it will be from these chairs of committees. Would you be willing to bring Ravi and others who have spoken today to testify that are relevant to the information that you care about to your committee?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
My name's Ashley Garcia. I'm the daughter of Miriam Martinez, and I'm here to translate her testimony.
Fue arrestada en junio del 2018. Nuestra familia, desafortunadamente, fue separada. Estuvimos separados por varios meses. La detención de migración es violenta. Vemos en las noticias todo el tiempo que las personas están sufriendo mientras están recluidas en jaulas. A necesidades básicas como alimentos y agua. El apoyo médico es escaso y muchos centros de detención han sido puestos en cuarentena como resultado de brotes de virus.
My husband Plutarco was arrested in July 2018. Our family was devastated and unfortunately we were separated for months. Immigrant detention is violent. We see in the news that people are suffering while being held in cages. With no access to basic necessities such as food and water, medical support is scarce and many detention centers have been quarantined as a result of a virus outbreak.
Sé lo que significa no estar con mi familia unida y lo difícil que es ver a tu ser querido detenido. Solo puedo imaginar a las familias de quienes perdieron a sus seres queridos como resultado de las detenciones. Como inmigrantes debemos estar juntos, unirnos. Luchar en contra de las injusticias como estas. ¿Cuántas más de las personas tenemos que sufrir? Los inmigrantes necesitamos ser tratados como humanos y no ser cazados como animales. Las redadas comenzaron este domingo. Las redadas que empiezan este domingo solo muestran lo poco de lo que esta administración piensa en personas como nosotros, como mi familia. Le exigimos al Congreso y al Senado que no den más dinero al odio. No podemos dar más dinero a una identidad, a una entidad que nos está, que es deshonesta, que tiene, no tiene supervisión, como lo es migración.
I know. I know what it means not to be with my family and how difficult it is to see your loved ones detained. I can only imagine the families of those that have lost the ones as a result of detention. As immigrants, we must stand together to fight back against injustices such as this. How many people more have to suffer? Immigrants need to be treated humanely and not treated like animals. The raids only show how little the administration thinks of people like myself and my family. I urge Congress and the Senate to defund hate. We cannot give more money to an entity that is broke and has no oversight. I am
somebody.
And I deserve,
full equality.
Right here.
Right now.
I am
somebody.
And I
deserve
full equality.
Right now.
You must have heard the pathos from this young sister who is translating for her mother at the rally where thousands came together to say, "We will harbor you." You've heard the voices that shone a light on the unbearable conditions faced by migrants. You have listened to the voices and heard the outrage over the administration's wholesale detention and deportation policies. Listen to the voices of the thousands who, in a resounding chorus, said, "We will harbor you." This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.